AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. The United States Senate is in session this New Year's Day. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he feels good about what's ahead for the country.
Today, by the grace of God, the genius of science, and the resilience of the American people, we appear to have a bright 2021 on the horizon. Our great nation is poised to defeat this pandemic in the months ahead through safe and effective vaccines.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer does too.
As we begin the first year of this new decade, preparing to inaugurate a new president and inoculate the country against this virus, the American people have reason to hope.
But the optimistic words speak to starkly different positions on COVID relief checks. Rita Foley explains.
This is a rare case in which President Trump and the Democrats agree. They want to boost those $600 COVID-19 relief payments going to most Americans to $2,000. But Senate Republicans say it's too much money, and a lot of it's going to people who don't need it. Democrats in the Senate have been trying to force a vote. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is blocking that, saying Congress has provided enough pandemic money for now. Most Americans are getting that $600 payment, but the stalemate over the $2,000 will likely drag on into the weekend. And then, if there's no vote, the matter disappears into history with the 116th Congress. On Sunday, a new Congress is sworn in. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. continues to surpass other countries in COVID-19 cases. Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University now shows more than 20 million since the pandemic began. Appearing on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve last night, President-elect Joe Biden said America will bounce back.
There's never been a single thing America's been unable to overcome, no matter how drastic it's been, when we've done it together.
This is AP News. 2020 brought devastating loss of life, including some who held prominent places in the nation's history and culture. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The pandemic took the lives of more than 345,000 Americans in 2020, and there were notables who died from various circumstances. But funerals and memorials were limited, postponed, or held online. In 2020, we lost Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I'll do the very best I can in this job.
Civil rights icon Congressman John Lewis.
The scars of racism are still deeply embedded in our society.
Basketball great Kobe Bryant, rock guitarist Eddie Van Halen, Little Richard, Sean Connery, Alex Trebek, and actor Chadwick Boseman, who died of cancer at the age of 43. Also gone, Kenny Rogers, Regis Philbin, Olivia de Havilland, and musician John Prine, who died of COVID-19. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.